Ika Singh, volcanologist and lead scientist of the monitoring team of the UWI Seismic Research Center, Dr. Thomas Christopher, says while volcanic activity has been on a decline, there is the continued presence of near-surface hotspots, daily seismic activity, and persistent degassing. Speaking on NBC Radio this morning, Dr. Thomas stressed that it is dangerous to visit the volcano at this time.
To be fair, you know, we're telling you that the activity is over and the volcano is at rest. It's not doing anything, but there's still quite a bit of secondary hazards up there that could cause problems for you. Because you've got these thick ash layers up there as well.
Right.
It is possible that what we see in the valleys when it rains heavily, where you've got these hot material being exposed and you get these, like what we call phreatic eruptions, when you expose the hot material to water and it gets flashed to steam. I mean, that could happen easily in the crater at any time if you have heavy rain and you've got the right situation up there. So, you know, it's a thrill-seeking adventure, I understand, but it's not the wisest thing to be doing. So yeah, I would suggest that people try and not engage in that sort of activity.
And the public is being warned to be mindful of the presence of lahars as the country continues to experience heavy rainfall.
I think by now people would be aware of which valleys or riverbeds the mud flows are occurring in. And it's a simple trick. You know, mud flows can be quite dangerous, but they can be quite dangerous if you allow yourself to be trapped in them. I mean, the simple trick is to move to higher ground, stay away from these low-lying areas, especially when it's raining. Even though it's not raining in your area, sometimes it's raining higher upslope. And then, you know, there's a mud flow out of nowhere coming down the riverbed. So just be careful and avoid low-lying areas when you've got heavy rains, because we all know which valleys that the mud flows are going to come down, whether it be the Walibu, you know, or some of these river crossings in the Sandy Bay area.
And Dr. Thomas also spoke about the pace at which the vegetation is returning in the area.
I mean, the pace at which it's going has a lot to do with how much rain you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think there's a need for worry. In my opinion, it's going really quickly, which is good, because it takes away discomfort of having a large quantity of ash on the ground blowing around that makes you quite miserable. I'm not sure how much of that you got, but it's not a nice experience to have. With regards to the vegetation, some plants, some trees are going to be more resilient than others, and they're going to thrive much better in the ash, because, you know, even though you have some vegetation growing back, or most of it growing back, as it seems, you know, I've had a chat with some people since coming here, and certain crops like tomatoes seem to not like being exposed to the ash. So there is still a level of acid in the ash as well, which needs to be like neutralized over time. And over time, this ash will become proper soil.
That was Dr. Christopher Thomas. He's the lead scientist of the monitoring team of the UWI Seismic Research Center. I'm Yolande Richards with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.